Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Williams is with us from the Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium at SUNY Buffalo State. Good morning, sir. Help me out here, a NASA-designated viewing site for the eclipse today?
That's right. NASA put out a call for viewing sites at planetariums, museums, other places around the country, and it involved just proving that you had a plan and activities and things like that, as well as a what they called a content expert.
What are your activities today?
Well, in addition to having eclipse glasses, telescopes with the right filters on them so we can safely view the sun, we have astronomy-related activities for folks of all ages, from kids through adults. We have activities and information from some of the other cultural institutions here in Buffalo, and we have a couple of food trucks, too.
Oh, so it's going to be a really big event. What are the hours? When are you inviting people to come by?
Well, it starts at 12:30 and runs until 4. It's going to be in the R14 parking lot here at Buffalo State. It's on Rockwell Road, and there'll be signs.
And the part that kind of intrigued me, other than food trucks, I love food trucks, but you're using telescopes to see this? That's something that can be done, as long as there's obviously some protection going on there?
Right. That's a good point. Usually you wouldn't look at the sun through a telescope, but just like we have eclipse glasses, we have special filters for our telescopes, and that allows us to view the sun safely.
You know, we've been hearing people are doing some pinhole methods because they don't have the glasses, and they were even talking about using a colander to look. Is that okay?
Yeah, I have both, actually. And what's really interesting is that anything with a small hole, even light passing through the leaves in a tree, or if you put your fingers in one hand at a right angle to your fingers in another hand and let a little bit of light through, anytime the sunlight's going through a little hole like that, it'll project an image of the sun. So during an eclipse, you'll see an image of the eclipse.
All right, but I shouldn't look directly through the colander. I should use that to project the image on something?
Right, that's a great point. You want to have the sun behind you and then use the colander or whatever in front of you as the sun passes over your shoulder and through the hole.
So this begins out on the West Coast first and then makes its way toward the east. Is it longer as it gets here?
Well, for us, since we're not seeing a total solar eclipse, it's a partial total eclipse here, the eclipse actually lasts over 2.5 hours, starting at 1:11 in the afternoon and will end at 3:51.
And what exactly will we be able to see here?
Well, we'll watch the disk of the moon slowly passing in front of the sun, so we'll start to see sort of a chunk taken out of the sun very slowly. And then at 2:34, at the maximum extent, about 72% of the sun's disk will be covered by the moon. So we'll be seeing a crescent sun.
All right. And Kevin, briefly again, the location off Rockwell Road in the SUNY Buff State campus, what time should people be there?
It's in parking lot R14 on Rockwell Road from 12:30 until 4.
All right. Very good. Thanks for your time. Kevin Williams is the director of the Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium at SUNY Buffalo State, one of NASA's designated viewing sites for today's eclipse.
Yep, that's also the Museum of Science in Buffalo that's hosting viewing parties, and Wilkinson Point on the Outer Harbor is also having a gathering as well today and sharing glasses.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.